back here. We get into it on Let's Get Local back on the other side of the break. Thanks to our guests so far today, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate that here to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 WTTN, 1580 AM. We're going to get to Chris Cox here at Bank of Sun Prairie in just a minute, but we have an update. We do have a winner of the Devil Radio t-shirt. That's Chuck from Rubicon, Wisconsin, is the winner of the Devil Radio t-shirt. So congratulations to Chuck for being caller two in that. We appreciate all of our sponsors for this program, because without them, we couldn't be here and bring this program to you. So again, Madison Water Utility, one of the sponsors for Let's Get Local. Thank them so much. They also have that great rebate program, the toilet rebate program. You get $100 rebate for putting in a new WaterSense EPA certified toilet. And then Evolution Financial and Sue Peck are one of our sponsors for Let's Get Local as well, and Devil Radio. So we thank our sponsors for supporting us and for supporting bringing the messages of our local businesses and organizations to you each week over the airwaves. Right now, we'll talk with Chris, though, from the Bank of Sun Prairie, because there's a lot to get into as we look at what's happening in the world of COVID and what's happening for our businesses, and especially for local businesses right now. And Chris is going to talk with us about the PPP loans and what's going on there. So, Chris, thanks for taking time to educate all of us and tell us the latest on what's happening with PPP loans.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. I'm excited to be here.
Chris, first of all, you work for the Bank of Sun Prairie. I know the Bank of Sun Prairie has been a longstanding member of Dame by Local, a great local bank, and that's a big part of your mission. But give us a quick background and overview on the Bank of Sun Prairie.
Yeah, we are an independent community bank. As you said, we're based here in Dane County. We are based out of Sun Prairie, but we serve businesses and individuals from all over our county. I love being independent. We work with folks all shapes and sizes, and have every intention to continue to be a community bank in every sense of the word.
That's great. I know the Bank of Sun Prairie has done so much connecting with other organizations too, local chambers, local businesses, trying to help people, especially during this time of the pandemic. I know there have been a lot of things you've been working on, Chris, there, and we appreciate all of that. I know so many local organizations and businesses appreciate it too. But there's a lot to talk about with the current edition of PPP and people who may have had, you know, a PPP loan the first time around and second time. So there's a lot to get into. Let's talk about the basics right now of what the current PPP loan situation is moving forward.
Yes. With the appropriation of funds here from Congress, what has happened is that both the first draw program has reopened for folks who have not applied yet. The second draw program has also been approved and is open currently. And so many folks who applied and received funds the first time around, if they're still facing some struggles here as we went through 2020, they're eligible to reapply. And so it's an excellent time for our business owners who, I think, as we all can appreciate, are so important to our local communities, local economies, to reach out here and hopefully get some help.
What are the parameters on timing for this? Is there a deadline, things that people need to know of to, if they're in that situation, doing a first draw or a second?
Yeah, great question. Great question. The current published deadline here is March 31st. And that's important for folks because there's a lot of things happening here at the beginning part of the year. So the first question here to qualify for a first draw loan, there are a number of folks we continue to talk to who did not get in on this program the first time around. I'm talking to a number of folks who maybe orders have started to slow down now as we go into 2021. Maybe their backlog was enough for 2020 to carry them through. So I am speaking with a number of first draw folks. The important piece really to apply for a first draw loan, frankly, you need to have 500 or fewer employees, sole proprietorships. If you're an independent, you're a one-man shop, you absolutely qualify. The intention is for you to continue to employ the employees that you have at the levels that you currently, you know, pay and staff. So that's really it as far as the application restrictions, requirements, whatever you want to call it. Now, as you go into the second draw PPP loans, what you're going to have to show is that you're going to have to show that your gross revenue has been impacted by 25% or more. And you're going to have to show that either on a quarterly or on an annualized basis. So when I say timing is of the essence, it's both for the timing of this program, but keep in mind, if you are that sole proprietorship, you are that, you know, one man shop, quite a few of those folks file just a Schedule C inside their personal tax return. They might only complete their books at year end when they get in there to see their tax preparer, their CPA. If you're applying for $150,000 or less, you don't need to supply the justification, the background to prove that you've had that revenue decline at the time of application. You are going to have to supply that information when it's time to apply for forgiveness. And so what I'm fearful of is folks getting into a time crunch because your CPAs are going to be in tax season. Their ability to operate has been affected by COVID as well. So the sooner the better. To get on there, on our website at bankofsunprairie.com, right on the homepage, there's a link to follow to fill out your application. We're happy to help you through it, but I would stress that getting this completed as quickly as possible, and also working with your CPA, your bookkeeper, to create that documentation is very important.
We're talking with Chris Cox, the Vice President of Business Banking at the Bank of Sun Prairie. Chris, that brings me to a really interesting question, which we've heard from a number of different people, especially in the small business community, who maybe didn't work with a local bank. So can you talk to us a little bit about the Bank of Sun Prairie's process of working with people and assisting them? Because this can be a bit overwhelming for some folks, especially looking at all the things you just talked about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great point. What I stress to people and the reason to work with a community bank many times is very similar to the question that I think a small business owner gets. You know, why should I buy or engage you for a service when I can get it cheaper at Walmart? You know, and our answer is very similar to the answer that our small business owners give to their customers. You bank with us for local service. You bank with us for potentially a better product. And when I say service, it's service before, during, and after the sale. So what we found, especially in the first draw process, and it's continued as we've gone into the second draw process, you know, many of our larger bank competitors, many of our larger credit union competitors, have taken one of two tacks. We've seen a number of them that have just decided not to participate in the program flatly. So their customers contacted them. Hey, I've heard about this PPP loan program. What do I do? Sorry, we're not participating. You got to go somewhere else. The other tack that they've taken is it's send in your application. We'll kind of get back to you when we get back to you. We have some testimonials we've put out there, but there's just a number of circumstances where we heard from folks that almost laughingly, you know, by the time the XYZ Bank responded to my initial request, I already had my funds from Bank of Sun Prairie, and I was putting them to work in my business and keeping my employees employed. So, you know, to that point, we are open in the program both to our existing customers, but also to non-customers who, you know, of course, we hope are going to be customers down the road. But this is a really important time for small businesses and for Wisconsin. And so we're trying to help as many people as we can and at least be a resource for them as they work through the process.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, like you said, the service is key and a really big difference from some of those things versus completing an application online and waiting to hear back or maybe being on your own to kind of fend for yourself to get that done. Whereas as you've talked about and other times we've talked with yourself and other local banks, they're saying, we have our people right here. We're happy to assist you. We're happy to answer questions. We're happy to have communication and you can access us. You know, we have phone numbers, we have email, we have ways that you can communicate directly with us to work through any any issue or any challenge or anything that's holding up the process or questions you might have, and what a valuable resource and service to have, especially at a time like this when you're trying to apply for something like a PPP loan or something that important to a business's survival right now. So, Chris, we're going to talk more with you on the other side of the break if you can hang around for one more segment. Also, if you're interested in calling in and might have a question, 844-967-2889, 844-967-2889. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Jimmy, crazy local music supporters have surrounded the studio. Take a look.
What do the signs say?
Support local music, double dipping is a right, and I love the Jimmies.
What do they want?
Live local music, Jimmy. Catch Max Inc. Radio every Saturday evening for the best of local music from Wisconsin. And live music performed in the Devil's Lair. Go to MaxIncRadio.com for the live music schedule. It's Max Inc. Radio, Saturdays at 6 on Devil Radio 92.7.
Give them what they want, rocker.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Al Bachman from Bachman Construction here. A lot of us are spending more and more time at home these days. Maybe you're considering that addition you've been thinking about for the past few years, or maybe you're looking for suggestions on how to improve your space. Join me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for my show, Ask the Builder. I share my stories of some of the trickier improvement projects I have undertaken, and we'll be taking your calls.
Ask the Builder airs Saturdays at 9 on Devil Radio.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6 p.m., we will break down the news of the day and discuss with my guests what's happening in Wisconsin. Don't miss a second of the award-winning Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
With better reception than their tinfoil hats, why listen to any other station? 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, Madison's home for Devil Radio.
Welcome back to Let's Get Local here, the final segment as we bring you here on the first Saturday of February, talking with Chris Cox of the Bank of Sun Prairie, the vice president of the business banking here at the Bank of Sun Prairie, about the importance of the PPP loans, a bunch of the details on them. I do have to correct something. This is why you have a producer and great people surrounding you to correct your mistakes. I gave the wrong phone number, 844-967-2789. Just trying to keep you on your toes here on a Saturday morning. No, just my mistake. So thanks for letting me get that correct number out there, Jimmy. Chris, you know, we're talking about such important things here with PPP, and there's so much that people have questions about and want to know about. But again, I think the overarching key is working with a local bank can be really helpful to you in working through the process. But a couple other important things that we wanted to get into, which we're talking about, if you've taken a first draw loan, how much simpler is the second draw loan process?
Yes. Great question. And we've received some help from our elected officials through the process on that front. Thankfully, it took a while, but we got there. So on the first, I'll start off with the first draw PPP loans. To apply for forgiveness for loans of $150,000 or smaller, you need to complete, it's the 3508, it's the short form. And you're able to answer a few questions, give it a signature and a test that you've used the proceeds as intended, and you're able to send that in without the additional supporting information. The nice thing here as you go into then the second draw loan, if you work through your numbers and see that you're going to qualify, is for $150,000 or smaller, You're able to apply by simply completing the application form and not supplying the other supporting documentation. And when I say supporting documentation, I'm referencing the quarterly or annualized profit and loss statements that show that you have the 25% or greater revenue reduction. So it really streamlines the process for the folks that, you know, are I'll say closely held businesses. You know, you don't have a CFO, you don't have a controller. You know, as that business owner, you wear all of those hats in addition to a few others. To see those folks be able to have their application process streamlined is really fantastic. So the other one I want to specifically reference, just as long as we're on that point, is that keep in mind, you don't just need to be a Schedule C, maybe what I'd consider a more conventional business owner. As we are in the dairy state, keep in mind that if you're a Schedule F filing, you're agricultural based, the Schedule F folks do have the ability to apply through this program. From my days in central Wisconsin, your cash crop farms, folks like that may not be affected, but anybody that was raising and selling cattle, things like that, those folks were heavily affected as processing shops were, due to COVID, were unable to take animals. So you just physically couldn't sell them. And so I've seen a number of Schedule F based applications, but I expect there's quite a few more that should be filed that haven't come through yet. So I hope those folks do get in touch and find out that they're able to apply.
Yeah, those are all great points, Chris, and great information for us to have. I know another thing with the forgiveness, as you talk about it, you know, the loans, again, just to kind of clarify, the loans can be fully forgiven when used for what?
I think payroll. Payroll is the number one. You do have the option to include some other items. I want to state it as the full compensation that you as an employer pay to your employees. So you're going to include things like the employer's portion of healthcare, the employer's portion of retirement benefits, things like that. You do have the ability then to use up to 40% of the proceeds for rent, utilities, certain interest on mortgages in the property that you occupy and operate out of. Keep in mind, we need to dig into some of those details to make sure you qualify, but you do have the ability to use up to 40% of these PPP loans for some other items. So especially for seasonal businesses that might, if you're being tested based on your expenses in the spring, you might, in a normal operation cycle, ramp up payroll as we go closer to summer. You do have the ability to blend in some other costs here.
And I know there's a lot of businesses, Chris, that as we're getting further along and still kind of in this stage where the pandemic is still kind of a situation that we really have to be serious about, and there's still several restrictions, that people are kind of wondering, okay, I'm going through this process. I'm taking the step to get PPP. When can I expect to get that money so I can get the help?
Yes. And I would say if there's one, a second service related item, I'm gonna toot our horn on, if you will, is that community banks, and I'll say Bank of Sun Prairie, have been excellent in our turnaround time. We have dedicated staffs that are working with customers, accepting and processing applications as we speak. You know, you're not going to a call center in Omaha or something like that. So the turnaround time, even for the second draw program, from when we submit, we're getting approvals typically within a couple of days. And there's 10 days after that these loans have to be closed and funded. So it's really a pretty quick turnaround time. And, you know, Wisconsin in general, I would tell people, especially if you haven't taken a first draw, I would really encourage folks to look at it and at least talk to us about it. Wisconsin, I somewhat jokingly tell people, is I think of as the inventory state. You know, we don't necessarily produce a ton of end products. We certainly produce some, But I couldn't tell you how many closely held businesses are out there that bend metal, that manufacture a part in somebody else's process. And so what I've seen from quite a few people is that their backlog of jobs coming in for 2020 was enough to carry them through the year. They didn't apply, but they're looking at 2021, and maybe that jobs backlog right now for the spring is not where they want it to be. I think, especially with the additional monies that are in process of being approved here at the congressional level, I think you could see consumer demand pick back up here towards the summer. But you know, it can be a long time from February to June, right? And so heavily encourage our business owners to access all the forms of capital they can, make sure they have a nice cushion. And at Bank of Sun Prairie, we definitely want to help them do that. And so encourage them to contact us. All of, you know, pictures of my mug along with the other guys are right on our website. Our email addresses, our phone numbers, and we're happy to talk to people and answer all the questions we can.
Talking with Chris Cox of the Bank of Sun Prairie, just wrapping up here. Chris, I know that's all great news, really good to hear, especially for people right now. I know the Bank of Sun Prairie is doing more, though, with SBA lending in addition to this. So tell us about some of those things briefly.
Yeah, we have from both bringing in talent from outside of the bank and expanding on what we have internally, we have rapidly grown. The SBA has multiple programs that are geared towards different types of financing for businesses. We were recognized in our loan segment for generating the most 504 loans in the state of Wisconsin last year. Those are typically equipment and real estate based types of financing transactions. We're doing quite a bit of Express and 7A type loan programs. Those are typically working capital, equipment, those types of things. And so the best way I describe it to people is that we offer big bank products and community bank service. And so we love to do that. Working with customers is the best part of our day. It beats filling out paperwork any day on my end of the desk. And so I'm always happy when I can spend some time talking to people and you know, talking to them about PPP loans, of course, to help and all of the other products and services that we have available.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for telling us all about this today. We appreciate it. Such an important time for local banks to be stepping up, and our businesses need you. So that's Chris Cox, the VP of Business Banking over at the Bank of Sun Prairie. Again, reach out to them. You can find out a whole bunch more at bankofsunprairie.com. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.
As we wrap up here for this edition of Let's Get Local, working through, thanks to Jimmy, we made it through, that's for sure. Couldn't have done it without him. We appreciate Jimmy's help and all the great work he does, especially for our first remote show. We also want to thank our sponsors again, Madison Water Utility, and don't forget about their toilet rebate program. If you're a Madison Water Utility customer, you have the opportunity to get a $100 rebate for changing your old toilet for a new WaterSense EPA toilet. And of course, SUPEC with Evolution Financial. Dane by Local has a couple of things coming up. Don't forget the Monday morning webinars. Also on February 17th, there's a lunch and learn, a free lunch and learn. Grab your own lunch. It's virtual, but a really important lunch and learn. Go to danebylocal.com to find out more about that. Favolden Farm, Tom and Jimmy. Ginny, we appreciate you. Also, the Chocolate Caper with Dan and Elizabeth. Great local businesses that are selling timely products to you right now. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the listeners and everyone out there. And thanks, of course, to Jimmy as well. You've been listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm Jason Hafeman, your host, a proud Dane by Local member, board member, and also really excited to be involved with the organization to bring the stories of local businesses and organizations out to you in the community. We can't talk about them enough. Go find your local businesses. Spend some time getting to know the owners. Connect with them. Be local, buy local, stay local. We'll catch you next week on Let's Get Local.